WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is giving sanctuary to illegal immigrants illegal? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. Attorney General thinks so, and he'll go to California today after filing a federal lawsuit challenging the state's new laws. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Attorney General Jeff Sessions expected to outline the government's case against California. The Justice Department claims sanctuary policies make it impossible for federal immigration officials to do their jobs. Former Sacramento County Sheriff John McGinnis says the conflict is tough on law enforcement officers and...
It's also employers and landlords who are getting conflicting messages from the state and the federal government.
The move comes after Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf warned illegal immigrants about a pending ICE raid. Critics say she obstructed justice, but Schaaf says she broke no laws. Dave.
Rachel, California's governor calls the lawsuit a stunt. President Trump tweeted this morning, "We must win again," detailing all the factories and jobs lost in recent decades as he pushes for new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The European Union says it's ready to retaliate, targeting American products like Harley-Davidson and Levi's. The president's own economic advisor is against his plan, and now Gary Cohn has resigned.
The White House says that he'll be staying on for a few more weeks, though, transitioning to a new economic advisor who will come in. We don't know who that will be just yet. White House officials say that this has actually been in the works for several weeks now.
Fox's John Roberts. Wall Street doesn't seem to like the news. Stock futures way down before the opening bell. A murder in Missouri. The victim, a police officer, shot as cops responded to a domestic disturbance.
They ended up going inside the residence in an attempt to apprehend the suspect.
Highway Patrol Sergeant Bill Lowe says two other officers were wounded. Early this morning, a SWAT team found the gunman dead in the home. The porn star who claims she had an affair with Donald Trump years before he was elected president is now suing him, trying to invalidate the non-disclosure agreement she signed, preventing her from discussing the alleged relationships. The president's attorney paid Stormy Daniels using his own money. Fox News, fair and balanced.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
3 weeks after the massacre at Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos will visit the school this morning and perhaps hear a lot from surviving students about improving school safety and stricter gun laws. Some are helping organize a march in Washington and other cities later this month. Florida lawmakers are considering a bill that would raise the minimum age to buy a rifle to 21, put in a 3-day waiting period, and allow some teachers to carry guns if a district okays that. One county is not interested.
16-year-old India Webb wrapped up her 5-minute plea to keep Hillsborough County school employees unarmed, with tears streaming down the Strawberry Crest High School students' cheeks.
Arming them is not the answer.
India's comments led into a discussion among members who all shared her opinion.
This motion carries unanimously. This board supports not to arm our teachers.
Board members voted to let Governor Scott know how they feel.
That's Aaron Mesmer with Tampa's Fox 13 TV. In Texas, two men are facing charges for what they did at the church where a gunman went on a killing spree during a Sunday service last year.
Police in Sutherland Springs, Texas, have a pair of men in jail for showing up at services for the congregation of First Baptist Church, only to shout that the mass shooter attack in November that left more than 24 worshipers dead, including the pastor's daughter, was a put-on staged by the U.S. government. 54-year-old Robert Usery and 56-year-old Jody Mann even told Pastor Frank Pomeroy his slain daughter never existed. The pair are now facing terrorism charges themselves. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Northeast is getting buried today by a big storm that's forecast to dump a foot or more of snow, Pennsylvania to New England. Some of these areas people still don't have power from the storm that hit on Friday. Some nearly 2,000 flights are canceled today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, they got like, what, 15 inches of snow going on out east? I mean, it's a storm. Hey, good morning. It's cold here, but just a little bit of flaky thingy here and there. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors from Simple to Simply Magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's in Champaign. It's at Windsor and Duncan. Also, a Cunningham in Urbana, or go to online, blossombasket.com. Brighten somebody's day today. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Thank you, Stevie. I know that weather class paid off at Eastern when I hear you say that flaky thingy.
Yeah, it's exactly what they said, so I picked it up. I didn't want to worry about quadrants and, you know, high pressures and low pressures. The flaky thingy is what everybody
this morning.
Flaky thingy is what I wrote down in my notes. I'm sorry, okay? It was an 8 o'clock class.
High 35, low 21 with the clouds today. 36 tomorrow with partly cloudy and windy conditions. Up to 40 by Friday, partly cloudy. Right now we're 29 on ESPN 93.5.
That's the only B I had that semester. I had 5 A's and a B. It was the best semester of my life. And it was my last semester of my life because I had grown mature. And I quit canceling my own classes because I got too many C's early in my college career because there's too many darn distractions. It's not my fault.
One of the keys
it was their
is
fault.
To just show up and be there.
There were too many distractions. I blame them. but, yeah, weather climate at 8 a.m. I used to look around and see people just with their mouth gaping, leaning back, completely out.
Yeah.
Why were you there? Why did you show?
That's right.
If you can't quite stay awake, big
fella. Well, and I always thought maybe, you know, weather would be a handy information to know, being in broadcasting and all that, if I ever needed a plan B.
Needed a meteorologist degree, though. You kind of have to be a meteorologist anymore.
You
can't just do weather. You got to, unless you're Pat Sajak and you're discovered in L.A. and get the Wheel of Fortune gig for 40 years. Yeah, he was a weather guy. Hey, good morning. I am Stevie J. So glad you're listening. We've got the Trump administration veering off of the main GOP stuff.
During a joint press conference, President Trump defended his planned imposition of punitive tariffs on imported steel and aluminum and downplayed the possibility of a trade war.
When we're down by $30 billion, $40 billion, $60 billion, $100 billion, the trade war hurts them, doesn't hurt us.
The tariffs will likely be challenged both in court and at the World Trade Organization, which requires that members treat all other members equally on trade.
Okay.
At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Okay, then there's this.
Many ideas have been floated as a legislative response following the Parkland, Florida school shooting, including gun control, mental health, and better protecting schools. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Stiver said,
there are 2.5 million AR-15s in this country already, and unless you're going to go in and get rid of those, we need to be talking holistically about school safety.
Florida Democrat Senator Bill Nelson on MSNBC's Morning Joe said the president should be more inclusive in dealing with Congress.
You've got to have Democrats and Republicans coming together to build consensus. So it was counterproductive that they would want to exclude me.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Well, President Trump breaking with GOP on trade and guns. Political analyst, former Navy veteran, defense policy analyst, and a former Bush appointee, Don Bramer. Thank you for your service.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Nice to have you on. Good to meet you. Okay. Well, give me your read on, first, I guess, tariffs. I kind of thought it was I'm going to get a better NAFTA deal out of this. Is there more to it?
Well, I think there is an opportunity to get a better NAFTA deal, but I think we need to look at this in a case-by-case scenario. Making a blanket tariff across the board, I think, you have to look at this from a surgical standpoint. We've got a lot of great partners in the EU, the UK particularly, Norway, that this would just have a really diverse, bad effect on, especially our Swedish partners. But let's look at what's happening in China. Now, there's something we could take a hard look at and impose those tariffs. So let's not do a blanket. Let's be very surgical in this and see how we can benefit our workforce here in the United States.
Why wouldn't we be surgical now that you bring it up? I mean, let's hit the countries that need hitting and protect our allies.
I think that's the best way to do it. And I think, you know, and Congress has the right ideal here. Let's work with the White House. Let's look at those countries that are hurting our market and go after them specifically. I mean, China itself, while they say they have a low limit of steel and aluminum imports, what they're doing is they're sending their products to other countries and then sending into the United States so that we don't see the actual true numbers of what they're sending us.
Hmm. Guns. How about that? I mean, President Trump, a little different than the GOP on that, too, right?
Well, he is a little different. And in a lot of ways, I'm going to agree with him on this. I think that, you know, we've got some really effective gun laws already in place, but we're not enforcing them. You know, I think that, you know, the AR-15, it's sure you don't need it, but what are you going to do with the ones that are already out there? You've got, I think the number is 2.5 million already in homes. We're not a police state. We're not going to go into homes and take these away. So they're still there. So what's going to happen to these guns? They're going to be sold on the black market at a higher rate. So that problem is still there. Let's look at enforcing our gun laws. Let's look at background checks. Let's look at holding periods. And let's look at eliminating all of these state gun shows that you have in convention centers. You know, leave the gun trade to the professionals and manage this like we would any other business.
Hmm. Well, I don't know any laws and those that say, well, if we only had gun control, blood on your hands, all these other things, it's a combination of a lot to stop these school shootings. And those that are just marching against guns, it's just not true. It's disingenuous.
Correct. I'm a avid gun owner, have been a firearm collector for years, and even when I go to my home state of Kentucky to purchase a weapon, I have to wait for a few days, so why not?
Yeah,
Let's look at it. You know, that's not the issue. A lot of the issues is what's going on in our education system and our families. Let's work on that a little bit. You know, the kids that are going out and doing these heinous crimes, you know, every one of them has a backstory, and a lot of that goes back to what's going on in their home and what's going on in their community.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Sandy Hook guy took his mom's guns and shot her. And then, I mean, so,
yeah.
Well, how do you, it is a complex thing. When you say let's fix those things, I don't know how we fix the families. How do you get a dad to care?
You know, I wish there was one simple answer to that. There's not. You know, this country's taken a turn that I don't know that there is a solid solution, but it's got to start somewhere. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little humanity, compassion, and kindness. And in a lot of places, I think we've slipped away from that.
Well, there's no question. And it seems like the foundational things that made us great, we've kind of, some of that's really cracking and it's hurting us. I mean, we see it every day.
People don't know how to communicate. They're so wrapped up in their social devices, and they don't know how to have a conversation. I think sometimes a little conversation will go a long way.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt to show somebody that you care and let them know that there's another solution out there. You know, the kids that we've seen this, I mean, how many of those kids were the victim of their own classmates?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the answer is, but it is sad. You're right there.
Don Bramer, political analyst, Gary Cohn leaving the White House. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, they say that Trump uses the stock market as the barometer of his success. Just yesterday, he was bragging that, you know, hey, the stock market will tumultuous after I announce the tariffs, but it's back up again. Well, you look at the stock market this morning, and the Dow is already a riff. So, you know, Gary was his backbone in keeping Wall Street comfortable. I think that his departure is going to send a lot of messages, and that may be the one thing that makes him listen. That okay, maybe this broad tariff across the board is not a good idea, and I need to listen to those around me.
Okay.
He's surrounded by a lot of folks in free trade, and even including General Kelly, and I think he needs to take that to heart.
What do you do for the Navy?
Naval Intelligence.
Ooh. Well, by the way, if you ever want to do a midnight to 4 a.m. show, you've got the voice, big fella.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
Well, thanks so much. We would love to do it.
Just say, hey, this is the Nighthawk. You're on the air. Say that.
Hey, this is the Nighthawk, and you're on the air.
Ooh. Hey, Don, nice to meet you. Thanks for all you've done. How do people find you on Twitter or something? How do they follow you?
You can find me at Donald R. Bramer on Twitter or on LinkedIn and Facebook. Don R. Bramer, and that's how you find me.
B-R-A-M-E-R. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Don Bramer is his name. He did have a nice voice.
Uh-huh.
I always hear voices. You hear voices?
I do, too.
It's not like hearing voices. Like, he hears voices. No, I notice.
Kind of sense that could be talent.
Yeah. Just had that. And when I talk to people like that, I said, okay, Don, so tell me. Because I just feel so insignificant on that. Here we go. Sports headline. Champaign Central loses. Unbelievable.
Dang it.
I mean, this one was in the bag.
I know. They're talking about the last 26 seconds in the paper.
Central's News Gazette's got it. Central's up 66-61 with 26 seconds.
Right.
And they lost the basketball game.
Dang it.
Double overtime stinger. Lanphier has now eliminated our Maroons 3 straight years.
That stinks.
It's awful. Wow. A good year for Jeff Finke. Good year for Tim Finke. That's the end of the Tim Finke era. He's off to Grand Canyon in Phoenix next year. So close. A disappointing, heartbreaking loss for our Maroons.
Shoot. There's a lot of play-in games going on. So, but now that, you know, we're totally out, who cares?
I mean, I'll kind of watch the big tournament finales coming up this weekend, but I'm just, the quarterfinals in the Big 12, do I care? I am so not into that. And I'm watching news and...
Peaks and valleys in sports, and we are definitely in a valley.
Did
right
you hear Mark
now.
Smith left? Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that
So, and I don't, I'm not solidly confident that that's all. And so my eyes are on the Illini basketball roster. Brad Underwood was in the audience for the Io game last night, and Io Desume,
mm-hmm.
we said it was, had a big game, and they advanced in the, I think they're in the regionals in that high division up in Chicago. So Brad Underwood was there. I know they're recruiting their brains out right now with all the assistants everywhere. But I don't know how this basketball roster shakes out after Mark Smith. So.
Bulls in Memphis tonight in NBA action. Illinois football practices. The spring is 15 and one that we can take note of as the public, April 7th at noon. The walkthroughs and the meetings kind of easing into it right now. Blackhawks over the Colorado Avalanche 2-1 yesterday in overtime.
All right. If you need cleaning supplies, you go to CMI, CMIClean.com. Or 359-6262. And what you can do is go local, because Betsy and Brad Parks own CMI, and just go local. Let them give you a free quote on how you can get all your stuff, all your disinfectants and paper products, and have them delivered to you. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. The Avett brothers, thank you, whoever told me it was Avett, but it's Avett.
That's what it says in the ad.
The commercial itself.
That's got to be it.
Well, if you're doing a commercial and you're promoting a tour, you don't call it what it's not.
Right.
Why didn't they call us the Smith Brothers? I mean, really, how many people in America know how to say this? So the Avett Brothers performing at the State Farm Center, we went and listened to their official commercial. So we figured that guy would know them. Because yesterday was like a bunch of text notes. Ovet, it's right. Ovet,
and
it's Evet.
And had to figure out which phonetically they're talking about when dealing with the letter A.
Uh-huh. Dealing with the letter A. State Farm Center, Thursday, September 22nd. StateFarmCenter.com. Tickets on sale this Friday. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. We'll do that right after the Fox Business Minute.
In the spring training, Cubs and Cardinals win their games. And...
The Cardinals tied, didn't they?
Oh.
They
played Miami?
Yeah, it was 4-4, 3-3. It was boring.
And let's see.
They quit in ties in spring ball. By the way,
they got Washington today.
Cubs are number one in preseason as well as they'll be in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Probably never going to lose again. That's just how good. Yu Darvish threw 95 yesterday in spring training.
Right.
Threw 95 miles an hour. He's just stretching.
So, Cub Card bus trip to Bush, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 1:15 start. Somebody on our three Peoria charter buses will throw the first pitch. Get your tickets now.
ESPNCU.com details for that trip. Here's your weather.
Clouds today with a high 35, maybe a chance for some flurries down to around 21. Also, windy. Winds from the west-northwest up to 20 miles per hour. About the same for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, windy, high 36, down to 21. 40 by Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Saturday, they've got their polar plunge at Memorial Stadium to support Special Olympics, high near 50 at that time. Right now, we're at 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we'll check Fox Business Minutes, see how these markets are going to open in about 70 minutes. Brought to you by Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Today is March 7, 22 days or 3 weeks from tomorrow for the first game, baseball.
On the Fox Business Network, get ready for a rocky start to the trading day. Dow futures now down more than 250 points. Investors are reacting to the resignation of top economic advisor Gary Cohn, who's leaving because of the Trump administration's plan to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. BlackBerry is suing Facebook, saying that the world's biggest social media company has infringed on 7 BlackBerry-owned patents. BlackBerry was once one of the world's biggest smartphone makers. Target says it's raising its hourly wage to $12 starting this spring. The chain now pays $11 an hour. And just how rich is Jeff Bezos? $127 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independent. Owned and operated.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Okay, so here's the whole AVET thing, AVET thing. We don't know how to say it, and then we went to this one.
The AVET Brothers.
Okay.
September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The AVET Brothers. Feelings. Presented by State Farm Center.
Okay. It reminds me of that thing you do when they wanted to call themselves the Wonders, but be creative and spell it O-N-E-D-E-R-S, and they were announced as the O-Needers. That movie is so good. Have you ever seen that? It's that thing you do, Tom Hanks, and it's about a one-hit wonder band in the 60s. I mean, it's just, it really is an enjoyable movie. I think it's like 1993. But the Wonders, O-N-E-D-E-R-S, and the first concert, the O-Needers. So you never know. Anyway, we're calling them the AVET Brothers. You want to go? Two tickets before they're even on sale. What are we, your concert connection?
Nice.
Your concert connection. 359-2255. You want to hear these guys.
There ain't no man can save me.
They got good funk, don't they?
Can't save me. Ain't
never heard of them in my life.
Shit, my soul is
like,
in.
Kind of like their sound.
There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love. Shit.
Text in the letter A. Make it easy.
Okay, sounds easy.
As an A bet.
Okay.
If they get the State Farm Center, if Kevin books them, they've got to be good.
Got to search.
You don't just put anybody in there.
Right. I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in.
Let's go to the 10th texter.
Trade your worries. You got to show up if you want to be seen. If it matters to you, Ma, it matters to me. I'm going to fall hard. Yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man
kinda good.
Can enslave me. Ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul.
Was that Bruno Mars in their video? No, it looks like him.
There ain't nobody here.
Anyway, it's the Avett Brothers, and if you want to go, you're texting 359-2255 if you want to go to Avett Brothers. The 10th text in wins. Okay, you want a vehicle, I'm telling you to go to Honda BMW Champaign before you buy, and you might have your heart set on a particular car. They have a great pre-owned division as well over at Honda BMW Champaign, but because they just got awarded with this Honda President's Award for 2017, it just indicates that they're really good at what they're doing. So if you want a really, really good dealership that's all about you, all about service, all about taking care of you, getting a great price, you got to check them out and say hey to Ben Quattrone. They got the BMW side, which is totally impressive. And then, of course, Hondas, they are stocked full. I mean, the lot is full of them, hundreds of them, looking to make a deal with you in March. So stop by sometime. And look around and congratulate them on being the Honda President's Award winner for 2017. Top 10%er in the whole country is at Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. It's drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com, and you can check them out. Enjoy. Okay, we do have a Sugar Buster Club meeting coming up. Really, is this the same one? Kyle?
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Avett Brothers?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. They kind of sounded funky good to me, though.
Yeah, they did.
Are you our guy that just joined our Sugar Busters?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel now? Did you jump off the wagon and buy a Twinkie last night?
No, I haven't. Feels good, though.
How many days now is this?
Since last Wednesday.
Now what? I mean, you're feeling, what, a little bit around the waist?
Yeah.
Huh.
Get a little bit more energy.
And you're not having major withdrawals and twitching or anything like that?
No, I'm not.
Good for you, buddy. Okay. What made you decide to do it?
Just I've been doing it for a while, but I just never texted in. But
okay,
just well, better my life.
You're the man. I'm sending you a fancy schmancy certificate. That thing could be worth buco, if I ever become famous. So hold on to it.
I will.
Good job on the Avett Brothers as well, buddy. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Kyle wins. He also happened to have joined our Sugar Busters earlier in the week because he quit sugar. I mean, he did the probation. Warren Honeycutt on that next. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
It's all about craft beer and craft pizza. The new Rafters Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Their menu features fresh salads, savory appetizers like chili nachos or beer battered cheese curds, piping hot grinders, and classic and craft pizzas. Rafters also features an all-you-can-eat pizza lunch buffet, including salad and drink Monday through Friday. Hungry yet? Check out their craft beer and pizza at draftanddough.com. Rafters, 1906 Bradley Avenue in Champaign.
Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. If you ask 100 people to finish this statement, sometimes you win. Most will finish it this way. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. We are used to either winning or losing, no in between. John Maxwell wrote a book titled Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. John encourages us to look at losing in a different way, as an opportunity for learning. We actually learn a lot more from losing than we learn from succeeding. We ought to simply adjust our outlook towards our failures by viewing them as gained experiences and opportunities for learning. The difference is subtle, but that adjustment will help us experience wonderful success. It's all perspective. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Let the learning begin. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, go to HabibHabib.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Justice Department is taking California to court for offering illegal immigrants sanctuary.
It appears the last straw may have come 10 days ago when Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf warned residents in the San Francisco Bay Area about imminent operations being conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The DOJ now says California has repeatedly interfered in the federal government's plans to enforce immigration law.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. A police officer is killed, two others hurt at a home in Clinton, Missouri after responding to a 911 call.
Greeted by gunfire, the police made their way inside.
At that point in time, the suspect shot and killed one of the Clinton police officers.
Bill Lowe of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the SWAT team went in later and found the suspect dead.
Fox Radio's Jack Callahan. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Ah! This health insurance deductible is sky high.
You should consider an HSA, a health savings account. This is Linda Rogers with Prospect Bank. An HSA is designed to cover medical expenses for people just like you who have high deductible insurance plans. With Prospect Bank HSA, you get a checking account with a debit card and online banking access, and you can earn up to 1.25% APY. Check out this new opportunity by visiting bankprospect.com or your local branch. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Got some great conditions today, Stevie. Today's high 35, 21 hour low tonight. Chance of precip at 10%. So you could see some flurries. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. High 36, down to 21, up to 40 by Friday. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy Saturday. High near 50. Really mid 40s to 50 for the next 10 days is what I'm seeing. Except for today and tomorrow, kind of cooler. Right now the temperature's at 30. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, a lot of the thoughts on Mark Smith, and we talked a lot about it yesterday. I said perceptually the way it looks isn't very good. I get that. Can Mark play at high level D1? I don't think anybody knows. He certainly has talent, but I think some of the people that aren't as worried about it, I'm more worried, I guess, from the way it looked than the impact, because I don't know. I saw some really nice moments from him where it really stings if he turns into somebody kind of like Brian Cardinal. If you remember, Brian played at Unity, decided to go to Purdue. His dad, Rod, the great Rod Cardinal, Rod and Mary Cardinal. You know, I could see the kind of uncomfortable coming here. Dad's on the bench, Lou Henson. And I remember saying, as long as that's fine, if Brian Cardinal goes somewhere else, as long as he doesn't turn into Larry Bird. And he turned into Larry Bird. It was ridiculous. We never did beat Brian Cardinal. He was 9-0 against Illinois.
He's a Tolono kid.
Oh, that one, huh?
He used to serve at the church.
No, he's
Father O'Reilly, St. Patrick's.
Great family, but I'm saying that if Mark Smith turns into Brian Cardinal kind of thing, it'll really hurt. And if it doesn't really work out, then you're going to look back and say, oh, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. It didn't really work. It wasn't really a basketball, kind of a baseball play kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we don't know. We really, really don't know. He can't do XYZ. He's got shortcomings. Yeah, I get it. But he's also 18 years old. And he's very athletic, and I did see some brilliant moments that made you look. We'll see. Time will tell. Again, waiting to see if there's any more movement on the roster, and I think there will be. In fact, I'm pretty darn sure there will be, just when and who. 7:34, it's Wednesday, club meeting. Sugar. We met Warren Honeycutt. Normal 7-minute interview with an expert of something. And at the end of the interview, Warren said, the worst thing you can do, Steve J, is to consume processed sugar. And I said, I'll quit. And I did. And while been pretty good at it, you know, not perfect, but pretty darn good at it. And so it's kind of out of my life. I dropped cholesterol 100 points. Still don't quite get how that works. Warren Honeycutt, why would I drop 100 points on my cholesterol by dropping sugar?
Well, actually, Stevie J, and I'm not a doctor, but Dr. File could get into more detail. I do know this. Sugar inflames every cell in your body, and when that happens, cholesterol starts to build up, especially the bad cholesterol. And it's not the fat in the diet that increases cholesterol, again, the LDL, the bad cholesterol. It is inflammation and sugar, primarily. And this was something, too, Stevie J, and doctors are beginning to catch on to it. I have a brother-in-law, never paid any attention to his health, and diet is awful. But he went in and had some heart work done, and he was really dreading that they were going to take him off. What he really loves is meat, et cetera. And anyway, the first doctor did, and that's the, you know, the common culture among the AMA over the last 40 years, I guess.
Right.
And he went to another doctor, and he says, that's a bunch of bunk. He said, it is not the fat that gets your cholesterol up. It is the sugar. And I go, well, kudos to him.
Yeah. No, okay. So we know so much more than perhaps, well, at least it's being illuminated what we know. I think perhaps we've known for many, many years how bad sugar is. But we are now getting more and more stories. We're getting more connections. We're a very ill country, really are. If we're, you know, 71% are not quite right with their weight, and then that leads to many, many other health issues. But I don't know. You know, smoking, it was like, ooh, that stinks, but it's cool. Okay, I guess it's fine. Lung cancer, all kinds of issues. You die. It's now we're shoving them outside in the cold to smoke, huddled together. We've done that, but sugar is like ice cream and cake and cupcakes. That's happy party stuff. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point with that.
Yeah, Stephen Jobs, I read the other day, said if you want to be if you want to please everybody, don't be a leader, sell ice cream.
That's exactly right.
Creator of Apple. He was pretty sharp. But anyway, yeah, and that's very true. And, you know, of course, if you're – and I – barely remember, but in the 40s, the old movies, when I was a kid that I would watch from time to time, all the actors smoked on film.
Right.
And the old, and I'm sure it's probably on YouTube, but Twilight Zone, Rod Stewart, he smoked at the introduction of every show. And those are the kind of things that culturally, that literally have gone 180 degrees. And sugar is more deceptive than tobacco. Most people, even in the 40s, I don't think, taught their kids to smoke. Most people, you know, said, hey, when you get old enough, you can make your own mind up about smoking. But, our mothers are addicted to sugar before they have newborn, and the newborn is addicted. And it's very, very real. And it's not something that is impossible, Stevie J, as you know, and Diane knows, and so many of our friends in the Sugar Busters Club know. It's not impossible to get away from sugar, not at all, especially now with great-tasting food that you can substitute. And I've got a couple I'm working with, and they're right now literally losing 1 pound each a day. And that was their choice.
Yeah.
But they're losing 1 pound each a day. Primarily, they got away from sugar. And just like you said, you don't have to be perfect. I was with them earlier this week, and she said, Warren, I've got a confession to make. I mean, doing what I do, you kind of feel sometimes like the Pope. But anyway,
yeah.
She said, hey, Warren, I got a confession to make. The other day we had a birthday party. I did have a cupcake. She said, I didn't want to, but it looked so good. And she ate a cupcake, but she went right from that back to, you know, losing a pound a day. So it's not anything that's impossible, and the benefits just, and I mean, you and Diane, I appreciate more than you know in regard to taking the banner around once a week for a few minutes and just, you know, making people aware, because the benefits are just incredible. The way you feel, and we all, you know, talk about it, but the thing that really always just surprises me, and it still does, is when people are surprised and go, I'm sleeping better and I think better. Does that make sense? I go,
yeah.
Funny.
That's how it works. Warren Honeycutt, gethoneycutt.com, 65 years old. His body says he's 34, not even old enough to be president, for crying out loud, physiologically. Okay, so I always try and come up with billion-dollar ideas on the program, and I share them very openly. My billion-dollar idea for not getting sick was elbow locks. You could never touch your fingers to your nose. It'd be kind of funky driving, but you lock your elbows, and bam, you're not touching your mouth with your fingers. You won't get sick. That's a billion-dollar idea. But this one, Warren, we could do kind of a series of taste tests. You remember Coke and Pepsi doing all that stuff? We could do a taste test with a cupcake and then a cupcake, one that made by you and me in our test kitchens.
That would be fun.
I think we could come up, maybe not for the super sweet, absolutely addicted sugar person, but for me, when we have these, you get a little sugar alcohols in the non-sugar stuff, which is better than sugar. But, you know, moderate everything else. The sugar-free brownie that Pillsbury makes, to me, I can't taste the difference. I really can't. And I think there's ways to still have that fun and enjoyable feel and taste without pure cane sugar.
It is, no question, especially now. I will say, 30 years ago or 40, when I got away from sugar, wasn't so much the case. I mean, there was just very few things that were on the market that tasted good.
Yeah.
That didn't have sugar in them. But now, oh my. I mean, I will say this, at least the manufacturers have caught on, and even some of the major soft drink people are beginning to look more and more into that situation to give a good tasting soft drink.
Well, you go find a creamer, and instead of all the years that said fat free, it says sugar free now, because they know
yes, sir.
That's the button, right? So
it's coming around.
Yeah.
You know, it's slowly, but it is coming around. And I will say this, it elates me to have people that are appreciative that their life changed, that has gotten away from sugar.
Yeah.
It's such, like you say, it's a magic button, and, you know, it requires a little effort, no question, but doggone, more than worth it.
Yep. Go Google image Warren. Give yourself a thrill. He and I look so much alike, except for the body. Except for the body.
I got a buddy in Stevie J. Are you still training?
No. You know, and there's no excuses, but I hurt my hand, and then I couldn't do the push-up, and I didn't do the jump rope, but I'm thinking about it again, so that's positive.
Well, good. I would love to see you do it.
No, I need to do it, want to do it, desire, but it is not easy to once you fall off the wagon like I have. Still doing fine with all the sugar, but need to jump rope. I enjoy doing that, and it wasn't hard, and I could actually do the darn thing. But no, I know. Pin me to the ground, Bubba. You keep me going. If I blame anything, I blame you, because you have failed to move near me. You, me,
well,
Dr. Fyle could have a little running club,
exactly.
But no, you got to stay now south of Memphis.
Actually, I'm not tied to Memphis anymore. I can move anywhere in the world I want to.
What happened to the radio thing, man?
I can't talk about it on the air.
Really? Okay, I want to hear about it.
Stevie J, there's something bigger going on. It's taking a whole ton of time. But
okay.
I will announce it. I am going down to Florida next month and been invited to interview some people that if I said their names, everyone's mouth would drop open. Good stuff.
All right, I cannot wait. Stuff. Well, I'm excited to hear what you're going to tell me someday. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, Jessica just texted in. We love the sugar-free brownies. Is that what I'm seeing?
Okay.
Great.
It says...
they're better than the sugary ones?
No, I think so. Again, they have sugar alcohol, so you can't eat the whole plate like I would, but I can do a piece for sure.
Another text, what pop can a Sugar Buster drink? Thanks. I know I saw a commercial for Bubbly during the Oscars.
Well, and we've already said ice is good, but yes. LaCroix, good. And that's much cheaper, kind of a flavored water, but if you want a little carbonation... Ice, I find at Sam's are like 60 cents each, but they're delicious. So we love them. And been a, I always take a picture of stuff and send it to Warren and say, Sugar Buster approved, question mark? He's kind of the FDA for me.
I see.
Now, listen, you're the best, Warren. Listen, thank you, sir. I can't wait till you tell me what the heck's going on with your life. Sounds wonderful.
I will give you a holler.
Thank you. Warren, thank you for all you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Warren Honeycutt, he's our honorary club chairman, started this whole thing. So what's he got going on?
Well, as you know, radio can be pretty versatile. I mean, we can pretty much take it anywhere. Maybe.
No, I don't think it's radio. I think it's
okay.
I think it might be TV.
Oh.
So I don't know, though. Anyway, great guy.
Okay.
Go to Get Honeycutt to find him. If you are tired of the way you look, feel, think, all those things, quit sugar for 3 days, go on our Sugar Buster probation. Next membership number out, by the way, is 90. So if that number is good for you, that's the next membership number. Text us 359-2255. Say, I'd like to go on Sugar Buster probation. If you make it 3 days, let us know. I send you a fancy schmancy certificate. 7:46 on Wednesday, March 7, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Well, shoot, Champaign Central is out. So I know that you got the paper. Lamphere on top, 71-69.
Yeah, it was 66-61 Central with 26 seconds left. They hit a three ball, 66-64, and I'm not sure what happened. But some guy made a shot to tie it at the buzzer, so they must have had a turnover or missed a free throw or something. Anyway, darn it. That's a third year in a row. Doggone Springfield Lafayette eliminated Central.
That's right.
They had that one. They were up 11 at half, too. So,
16 three-pointers in the Big East Championship as DePaul beat Marquette 98-63 in the West Coast Tournament. Gonzaga over BYU. No surprises there. Northeast Conference, LIU beat Wagner 71-61. LIU Brooklyn is in the NCAA Tournament. So Selection Sunday is coming up.
Sunday afternoon, 5 o'clock.
Brackets is what everybody obsesses about and what teams you will pick.
It's interesting how it's so exciting for Thursday, Friday. I think it's two of the best sports days in America.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought it was two of the best sports days in America when Illinois was in it.
That's right.
Now I still think they're really, really good days because it's fun. You got all these Cinderellas and upsets.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first weekend of the NCAA, it calms down because your Sweet 16 has eliminated so many people, obviously, from 64. It actually starts 68. Then they have these two play-in games and gets down there. A 16 is going to beat a 1 of these years. 15s have beaten 2s, that's the seedings, but 16's never beaten a 1. And maybe one of these years, because, I mean, with that three-point shot and a team gets hot, you can beat teams.
As far as Illinois sports, we had Michael Massey, a Big Ten Player of the Week for baseball. They're gearing up to go to Greenville, South Carolina, Friday and into the weekend. He shares that title with Matt Gorski in Indiana. Our tennis team in action against number 19 Notre Dame today at the Atkins Tennis Center. And the 2018 Illinois football's 15 spring practices, the walkthroughs, the meetings for the public at noon on April 7th is something we can check out.
All right, 7:48, and a shout out to the women's tennis team here at Illinois. They're ranked number 6 in the nation, quietly. You don't hear much about the women's tennis team, but they've done a terrific job. They'll play at Purdue this weekend. 7:48, when water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
The Abbott Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Smith's on the air, I'm in. on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ILLINI1, and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avid Brothers. Feelings. Presented by State Farm Center.
For better internet, TV, and voice, choose i3 Broadband. That's right, get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider of the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530-0333.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
All right, 10 till ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Let's see some scattered flurries. Today's high 35, 21 our low tonight. Cloudy, breezy, partly cloudy and windy tomorrow with a high 37, low 21. Up to 40 by Friday, partly cloudy. 48 the high on Saturday, and that's when the polar plunge happens.
Oh, okay.
And it's supporting Special Olympics, and it's at Memorial Stadium.
Oh, what?
So I don't know whether they're setting up a little kiddie pool or how.
Wait a minute, hold on. I haven't been in there. Would they build a pool in the middle? I haven't been in
for
there
spring
since
football. Why not?
I haven't been in there for a while. So.
Exactly. And then the Donut Dash also is taking place, and you can get time off of your 5K by stopping at the various donut stations.
That's perfect, because I'm sure they're all sugar-free. They're all sugar-free, right? Hey, later today I'll be at Larry Canford Gallery. Larry's got this trip we're promoting, partnering with him. And it's Ireland. We would love to have you come by. Janet and I will be there. Elena and Larry Canfer and some friends will be in the room. But it's at his gallery, which is very near Neil in Windsor, the Larry Canfer Gallery. And you are welcome for an informational meeting about this. Ireland. Is there another place like it on Earth? Join Larry Canfer for Ireland Off the Beaten Path this August 31st through September 9th. We'll leave from Champaign on a motor coach to Chicago, fly to Dublin, and then the guided adventure begins. Join Larry Canfer for a preview of this trip, Larry Canfer Gallery, March 7th at 4:30. For complete details on Larry Canfer, Ireland Off the Beaten Path, go to ESPNCU.com. Yep, it's going to be a great trip. And Caroline is this Irish lady that just has this incredible accent. And she's going to be leading the tour. We're going to hear from her. And then David Syme, who I've always called the world, I've known David for 30 years, I've always called him the world's greatest piano player. They're actually, he moved to Ireland. He's back in the United States today. He's actually in Los Angeles. David Syme, who, of course, we've played his piano so many times. But you know what? He's doing a show. Listen to this. He's doing a show in Los Angeles today. It's this 85-year-old guy wanting to impress his 85-year-old girlfriend. So he bought a theater, and David's going to play on a grand piano, and they're the only two in the theater.
How romantic! And in that last chapter of life, why not make a big impression?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, David Syme, we're going to hear from him as well at our little meeting today at 4:30 at Larry Canfer Gallery, if you're interested. Mr. Steve Suderman, good vibes. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. At 85, I guess you start thinking you can't take it with you. So.
That's right.
I didn't ask David how much, but to come from Ireland to play in L.A. for two people?
Right.
I mean, that sounds like a Rush Limbaugh, Elton John million-dollar thing to me.
Sure does.
Wow.
And Rush Limbaugh hired Elton John for his wedding reception, paid him $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. I knew about that one.
I could do that. Good night, Twinkle. Twinkle.
Okay. So I was talking with Steve off the air about how great Mike Roy has been in Unit 7 as a Unity Music Booster, living in Sydney, organizing the fun days.
Well, what about Mike Roy? He works at Good Vibes.
He's worked at Good Vibes for over 20 years.
What?
20 years and about 2 months, and he's going to go do something else.
What?
He's going to go work in St. Joseph in a different, he's turning a page in his life.
Right, starting
and,
a new chapter.
So, I'm happy for him. I'm probably going to work more hours for a while, and
I'll be looking
for some help if you know anybody.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
TV's holding up his hand.
You know how clever I am with electronics. I can do the power. Now wait a minute. I might be able to be trainable. I mean, why are you laughing so? That's just a natural.
This has given me a pause to start thinking about all the people who have worked here, and I started to make a list. And it's not easy because your brain is beginning to atrophy. But I got up to about 315, was the number.
Wow!
And at that point, I sent the list out to some people that that haven't been here for a while that might keep in touch, because I expected the number might be upwards of 500.
That's a lot of people.
We're in our 47th year. Boy, that's a lot. There's half a dozen guys that are gone because they're dead.
Yeah. Listen, that's a long time. Mike, good luck, Mike Roy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And in our 47th year, we're having an anniversary special on a bunch of stuff. This week, we have the Clip Towers and Clip Subs are discounted heavily. Paradigm, it's coincidental, their models are going end of life on a series that's our favorite. And so they're all 25% off. That kind of dovetails nicely. We've got deals on Sony ES receivers. They have a 5-year warranty that comes standard, and they've got all the stuff on board, Dolby Atmos, multi-zone, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all that stuff, 700 watts, and it's $200 off. So there are anniversary specials at Good Vibes in March, and we will be celebrating Mike's departure, and then I'll cry in my beer, I guess, later.
There you go.
Well, again, I could just to see, I'm envisioning me, what's the problem, ma'am? Well, this has no, why don't you try changing the batteries in that thing, and I'm going to go check something on the truck, and then I peel out. I could do that one. Man, I mean, you guys and the deep knowledge you have on installations and all the good work you do, it's very impressive. But we do need, you do need some help, my friend. You can't work 90 hours a week.
Nope, I proved that. I can work 70, but I don't like it much.
70, that's crazy.
TVibes.com.
TVibes.com. Steve Suderman, buy all your home theater stuff, your great televisions, all your sound. Take advantage of their anniversary sale. Always a pleasure, my friend.
And we service what we sell.
Oh,
thanks,
they do. They service what they sell. Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
Okay, so there's a job opening.
We got the belly laugh in when it came holding his hand up.
Well,
I could do it.
Well, I could. What's the problem, ma'am? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Try changing the batteries. Let me check something in the truck. And then, speed right on out. A little tire tread there. Yeah, that would be like
me
being
somebody else.
The washing machine repairman for you, too. Oh, boy. I could probably figure out how to take it apart. I'd unplug it so I didn't shock myself.
Okay.
I could make all that mess. I just wouldn't know what to do. Anyway, they're good trained people, and good vibes, North Prospect, before you get to Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back. 8 o'clock hour, chock full. Stand by. Pediatricians call for universal. How about this? Pediatricians call for universal depression screening for teens. About 50% of adolescents with depression get diagnosed before reaching adulthood. And as many as 2 in 3 depressed teens don't get the care that could really help them. Huge problem, says Dr. Rachel Zuckerbrot, board-certified child and adolescent psychiatrist. Why are we so depressed?
I don't know. Let's find out more.
That's coming up next, ESPN 93.5. It's a Cardinal-Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
It's another day. Bob returns after helping the Franklins.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I feel bad. Ruta guy's lost another one.
Oh, let me guess. You did another no-clog guaranteed sewer replacement.
Yeah, I do feel good knowing we fixed their problem permanently for 40% less than conventional methods.
Got sewer problems at your home or business? Call Stevens Underground Solutions. We'll see what's going on and give you multiple options for a permanent solution. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. We'll get you flowing again.
You already enjoy delicious burgers and craft beer at Scotty's Brewhouse. Now stop by and try their new light and fresh spring menu. Available now through April 1st, Scotty's is offering new mouth-watering appetizers, entrees, salad, and sandwiches. Kick off your meal with an order of sweet and spicy shrimp. Then try the Bluegill BLT, pasta primavera, grilled shrimp, and avocado tacos, or the unique Greek falafel salad. Hurry into Scotty's Brewhouse.